This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, I'm John North, here to start your day with you the best way possible as we just turn to God's Word, the Bible, and invite God to speak wisdom into our lives and to meet with us personally in His Word. We're talking about loneliness this week, and one of the greatest passages in the Bible on a sense of aloneness is the story of Elijah. Elijah was a great prophet of God. God used him to face down a whole group of hundreds of occultish prophets in his day who were tied in with demonic powers, and the power of God totally overwhelmed them and proved who was really God. And all those prophets were dealt with. And Elijah comes back from that incredible experience with God. And Queen Jezebel, who had backed those occultish prophets, sets out to kill him. And Elijah goes from this total emotional high, elation over seeing how God worked through him, to running, terrified from Jezebel's forces as she tries to eliminate him. And as he runs, he gets more and more depressed. His emotions swing from high to low, and he is devastated. And it says in verse 9 of 1 Kings 19, "Then Elijah came there to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And God said to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' And he said, 'I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and now they seek my life to take it away.' So God said, 'Go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord.' And behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great and strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing. And it came about when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' And he said again, 'I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to destroy it.' And the Lord said to him, 'Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you have arrived, you shall anoint Hazael king over Aram.' And he named some other people that he's to anoint. And he says, 'Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, this occultish god, and every mouth that has not kissed him.' So there were 7,000 people in Israel still honoring God. Elijah felt like he was alone. I encourage you, if you feel alone in your spiritual life, if you feel like there's no one else around you who wants to really pursue God, keep looking and ask God to help you find some other people who really love him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Get in a home group with them. Get in a Bible study with them. Have an accountability group where you maintain your spiritual life together. Get involved with other people and look for those whose hearts are hot for God, and you'll find great encouragement. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.